The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
With me is Hildegard Nocton, Minister for Education and Youth, because the Minister and the Department has just launched what they describe as the National Conversation on Education, which is a big public consultation to look at long-term education policy. And we'll be discussing that in a moment. First, though, just to get the Minister's reaction to some of the issues that are making the news this morning. Minister, good morning.
Good morning, Anton.
Can I get your reaction to the announcement by Donald Trump that tariffs are going to be imposed on EU member states unless effectively the EU and others acquiesce to the annexation of Greenland?
I think Ireland has been very strong, as well as our EU partners, that we believe in a rules-based order, that countries have a right to their own sovereign integrity. And I think it's important that we as EU members stand together and support our European colleagues in relation to this. And I know that Mint the Thonish, the Simon Harris, will be travelling to Brussels tomorrow for finance meetings. And I know that further discussions with his EU counterparts will be taking place. But it is really important that we stand strong in relation to this and support our European neighbours.
The government, like much of the EU, in response to tariffs, had a relatively flexible approach and reaction when they were just an economic issue. Now that it is an issue of sovereignty, has it become a red line?
I think we need to be constantly working together in relation to, be it trade, be it the sovereignty of other nations. And the EU has a very strong voice, and we need to work together and continue to work together and stand for our European neighbours and to support them in every way possible. And I know that that will be the focus of those engagements tomorrow in Brussels with the Thonish, the Simon Harris as well.
Now, the other issue making the news today is one that is very much in your bailiwick, which is the investigation into Grok. EU apparently going to be launching an investigation, and the Gardaí being reported, according to the Sunday Times, to have ordered X to keep data on Nudify requests. And of course, some of that relates to children in schools across Ireland, as it is a matter of child protection. What's your view on the response from X when this was raised?
First of all, I just want to say to any listeners tuning in this morning that, you know, the sharing of non-consensual intimate images is illegal in Ireland, and the generation of child sexual abuse material is illegal. And if any member of the public is concerned, it is really important that you report that to an Garda Síochána. And we also have an Irish National Reporting Centre, hotline.ie, and to also make complaints to the platform provider as well. This is a really serious issue that government is responding to. We have brought in our own legislation here through the COCO's law, the Child Trafficking and Pornography Act, and the Online Safety Code. And we have Commissioner Naman now, who is the regulator. I know Minister Niamh Smith met with X, and they have put in corrective actions around the implementation that Grok have around that, I suppose, disabling and removing or reducing clothing from individuals worldwide.
Not with a great degree of alacrity, according to a lot of the reports.
And this is something that we need to go beyond this. And that's why the government, the Taoiseach, the Thánaiste, the Attorney General, the Minister, Patrick O'Donovan, who is responsible for media and communications with other relevant ministers, are meeting tomorrow to ensure that our legal framework is robust and to work with our European counterparts as well. This is also a European competency. To make sure that we are responding to this ever-evolving social media space, to make sure that we are protecting our citizens both here in Ireland and at an EU level.
Just one final thing on that. A text to say, any sports organisations or organisations in Ireland that advocate for child safeguarding should close their X accounts. Given not only this issue, but the other issues in terms of political involvement and engagement and misinformation, at this point, is it appropriate for senior politicians, government departments, public bodies to hold X accounts?
Well, I think this is something that we constantly keep under review. But just to say, it could be one platform one day and another the next. And what we need to make sure from a government point of view is that we have the robust legal framework in place, and that we tackle and make sure that we're keeping our children and our citizens safe online. And that's, I think, a fundamental point here that we have to make sure that the regulations, the laws that are there are robust, and also the guidance and the awareness as well, campaigns that we continue them across the country. So I suppose to answer your question, it's about the legal framework here, and it's up to everyone individually to make up their own minds in relation to what they do. But really the focus has to be from government's point of view to make sure that the laws are legally robust and that we're working with regulators both here in Ireland and across the EU. So I know the EU Commission is working with on Commissioner Mann, and Minister Patrick O'Donovan is in regular contact with them, as well as our Attorney General here, to make sure that we're getting it right and protecting people in this ever evolving space. It's not just Ireland who's grappling with this, as we well know. This is a global issue.
Well, onto the evolution of the space. One of the things that the vast majority of people who analyse what AI is going to do, one of the areas where it is likely to have a major impact is going to be in the area of education. And I know it's one of the things that is within your conversation on education. What's your own expectation in relation to things like the use of technology and AI in education in the coming decades?
Artificial intelligence is going to have, you know, a huge impact on society right across the world. There are lots of really positive opportunities, but also challenges there. So this week, I launched the National Conversation on Education. So this is a once in a generation opportunity for children, young people, parents, teachers, and wider society, not just those who are involved today in the education system, but grandparents, you know, right across society, to give your feedback in relation to what our education system should look like into the future. And that includes, you know, the impact of artificial intelligence on our jobs. What should our education system look like? What is it that we need? What are the skills that our young people will need in the future to be able to develop and flourish and reach their full potential? And even the way young people, you know, socialise right now, how they engage in learning, this is all changing, and we need to make sure that our education system responds to that. So this convention, it's starting with a conversation where people can go online onto gov.ie/national convention. There's a survey there where you can fill out a survey or make your own submissions, giving your, I suppose, feedback and your ideas in relation to what our convention, which will start in the month of March, should be discussing and considering. What's different about this convention is it's going to have 150 people on it across four groups. And one really important group will be children and young people. Their voice will have the same weighting as the three other groups, which will be parents and guardians, school employees and early years educators, and then the education stakeholders themselves. So young people will be taking up to a fifth of the voice on that convention. So we're going to have
Minister,
meetings.
What do you say to people when they would say, well, look, there are people whose job it is to be experts on best-in-class education. They study it all the time. They know what they're at. Let them get at it and design what the future of the education system should be, rather than spending months of time and effort in what might be seen as lip service.
Well, we do need the experts and academics, but also the experts are our students themselves. I was in the Portershed in Galway yesterday at a Leaving Cert computer science hackathon. And these are students who got up early from around the country on a Saturday morning to prepare and to maybe not work directly on the Leaving Cert exam, but to work together in teams, developing their critical skills or analytical skills, and to hear their voices. They're there within the system at the moment. This convention won't probably affect them because they're in their Leaving Cert year. But we need to be hearing the voice from, I suppose, the bottom up as well. And people who have been through the education system, as I say, grandparents, parents, you don't have to be in there today, but we all have friends, family, grandchildren. There's a huge interest in our education system and what people believe that should look like in this ever-changing world. So we need to have that consultation, and I'm absolutely adamant if we do everything from politicians and civil servants and academia, we're not going to always get it right. We need to have, I suppose, people with a lived experience from a parental, a guardian point of view, and the young people themselves who have really good creative ideas and can give us a run for our money in relation to what the future will hold.
Now,
and I'll give you one quick
resources?
Example
okay.
of a young child, sorry, one child at the convention, the launch of the convention last week. There was a young primary school pupil who got up and made a speech and said, I would like the education system to be more about, you know, interactive learning, not just, you know, the teacher always talking or speaking or teaching us. So I suppose, and we do a lot of that within the education system, the teamwork and all of that. But that was just an insight from, you know, a 10, 11-year-old child. So it's important to get the views of everyone.
With the question I was going to ask, because that, it's a laudable aspiration, but that kind of interactive learning requires huge resources because it requires lower numbers in classes for the teacher to be able to be available. It requires significant levels of special needs assistance if such assistance are required. We've seen a situation in the past while where we still have significantly large class sizes. We've seen some schools trying to do a whip around to fund their own teachers. So can you deliver on any of this?
Yes, and just to say, at the this is not going to go on for years. This will be completed by the end of the year. The convention will have recommendations by the end of this year, which will feed into my long-term strategy within the Department of Education. So in relation to resourcing, so when the recommendations come forward, yes, you talked about, I suppose, the special needs. We have increased the number of SNAs, special education teachers. We have more now than ever before, but the demands are increasing, absolutely. We've increased the capitation grant to schools. I've had many engagements with teachers, school management, unions around, so, you know, the costs, running costs of education. And I know that my predecessor, Helen McEntee, increased the budget in relation to the capitation grants. But I suppose my answer to your question is, yes, we will have to respond to what this new vision of education will be. But it's also important to acknowledge what has worked really well. We have a very high standard of education in Ireland. When you look at the PISA ranking, for example, Ireland is the best country in Europe in relation to reading. We're well above the OECD average for science and maths. So we do a lot of things really, really well, but we need to be now pivoting and adapting and making sure that our young people are able to do that in this ever-changing world into the future.
Where are we in the league table on science and maths?
We are well above, significantly above the OECD average in relation to science and maths.
But the OECD average includes a lot of countries who are not as rich as us and who don't have the same background as us. So being above average, I would have thought, is a fairly low bar. Where are we in the league table?
I don't have the exact figure, but we are significantly above that average. And in reading, as I say, we're top in the EU. But we have to be constantly evolving and adapting and making sure that our curriculum is fit for, I suppose, the labour force as well, but as well as developing the personal skills and the resilience, empathy, all of these other areas. And I suppose the convention, when we're looking at the future of education, we're all aware of the current issues and the topics of interest around, you know, senior cycle reform, our buildings projects, special education, all of that. But there may be other areas that we're not even thinking of at the moment. And that's the value of this survey and the consultation that I'm asking everybody across Ireland to feed into now so that we can make sure that, you know, we're dealing with the correct topics in this convention and that we can be adapting and ready for the future and have our young people ready for whatever that new world will be that will be constantly evolving and that we're developing their skill sets, their creative skill sets to make sure that they can adapt and be flexible. This, you know, the job for life, I think we all know, is not so common anymore. And we need to be making sure that we're preparing our young people for the future.
Minister, thank you very much. That is the Minister for Education, Hildegard Nocton.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.